that. You shake those hips, 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 that body and curves. Got the swirling and driving me crazy. And then my tip, tip, tipping point.
WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 42 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The U.S. Supreme Court today will hear arguments in Donald Trump's appeal of Colorado kicking him off the primary ballot.
The oral argument will last at least an hour and 20 minutes. It could go on longer if the justices desire. Veteran court watchers will be hanging on every one of their questions to sense the direction the justices might be heading. But most experts figure this conservative-leaning court would be loath to uphold a decision that strikes Donald Trump's name from the ballot. There's no telling when the high court might announce its decision.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. Republicans torpedo the compromise bill on border policy reform, so Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer today will call for a vote only on military aid to Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific. Two police officers shot and wounded in East Lansdowne, Pennsylvania, at a house that was later set on fire. The officers had gone there on a report of an 11-year-old girl being shot. Authorities say at least six people are unaccounted for after the fire. This is ABC News. A Chinese-American in custody in Southern California accused of stealing military technology.
Cheng Guanggong allegedly transferred thousands of files from his work laptop to a storage device. U.S. Attorney Martina Estrada says the files transferred last year had blueprints for infrared sensors designed for space-based systems to detect nuclear missile launches and track ballistic missiles.
This is an individual who had offered to provide military information to the People's Republic of China previously.
Gong is a native of China and became a U.S. citizen more than a decade ago. Blake Trolley, ABC News, Los Angeles.
From where did Bitcoin come? Trial underway in London that may settle the debate. Australian computer scientist Craig Wright entered the witness box to testify. He's the man behind the pseudonym Satoshi Nakamoto, used to mask the identity of the Bitcoin creator. A nonprofit coalition of tech and crypto companies is trying to prove he's not. The trial expected to last a month. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for mostly cloudy, breezy, and warm conditions. A few scattered rain showers with a thunderstorm possible late and a high of 55. Today, southeast to south winds at 12 to 22 miles per hour. Tonight, breezy with spotty showers and a 37 for a low. Southwest winds at 15 to 20 with gusts to 25. Friday, 46, partly cloudy and unseasonably mild still. Also 36 Saturday for a high and some winds dragging in some cooler air. 36 on Sunday, near 40 again on Monday with a small chance of light snow showers. In Richland Center, we rise and shine after a high of 47 degrees. Yesterday, we were at 42 at midnight. We did briefly go to 40, right now back up to 42 degrees. That's the current reading as we officially start the broadcast day. Today, Thursday, February 8th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the Through the
help me walk another mile, just one more mile. I'm tired of walking all alone. Lord, help me smile another smile, just one more smile. I know I just can't make it on my own. I never thought I needed help before. I thought that I could do things by myself. Now I know I just can't take it anymore. With a humble heart on bended knee, I'm begging you please help me.
Come down from your golden throne to me, to lowly me. Need to feel the touch of your tender hand. Remove the chains of darkness and let me see, Lord, let me see just where I fit into your master plan. I never thought I needed help before. No. I thought that I could get by myself. Now I know I just can't take it anymore. With a humble heart on bended knee, I'm begging you please help me. With a humble heart on bended knee, I'm begging you please for help.
Chris Christopherson and Larry Gatlin, and help me as we start the day in a positive way. Before that, our national anthem rendition sung by Sandy Patty as we start the broadcast day officially here. Yes, indeed. Here we go with another day in southwest Wisconsin. Yours truly, Phil Nee, arriving from Sextonville International. It was a night of R&R last night. Getting caught up on a little Hallmark Channel of June. You know, that's kind of a relaxing evening. And once in a while, she'll say, "Hey, I thought you wanted to watch this." I am. I didn't miss anything, did I? I can tell you what's going on. Anyway, coming up, we'll check sports scores. It wasn't, I'll tell you, somebody's going to have to put something in the water bottles for the Bucks and the Badgers. They're just not playing like they were, right? The Badgers lost again last night. That's the third in a row in the Big Ten. So we'll look at that story coming up in about 10 minutes when we check sports. Well, let's get those chores going. This is Johnny Horton.
If you told me that you loved me, I would feel so proud. If you let me hold you, honey, I'd holler out loud. I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man.
Won't you let me, baby, just to kind of hang around? I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down.
I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man. I'd climb the fast up to the sky. To prove that I love you, I would jump off and fly. I'd even swim the ocean from shore to shore to prove that I love you just a little bit more.
Won't you let me, baby, just to kinda hang around? I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down.
I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man.
Won't you let me, baby, just to kinda hang around? I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down.
I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man.
My yellow rose of Texas packed up and left this morning. I don't know where she's gone, and most of all, I don't know why. I only know I've got the blues. I've never been this lonesome. It's enough to make a man lay down and die. Lone Star beer and Bob Wills music. When I hear faded love, I feel at home. Lone Star beer and Bob Wills music. I've kept my heart alive since you've been gone. Bob Wills music helps to keep that woman off my mind. Bartender, keep that cold beer coming, long as I got money, 'cause I plan on being here till closing time. Lone Star beer and Bob Wills music. When I hear faded love, I feel at home. Lone Star beer. My heart alive since you've been gone. Lone Star beer and Bob Wills music. I've kept my heart alive since you've been gone.
Red Steagall on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show, 14 minutes after 5. On this Thursday morning, here's an important reminder. The Richland Hospital and Clinics will host an Impact Life Madison blood drive today from 10 until 3 in Pippin Hall of the lower level of the hospital. Appointments can be made through Impact Life Madison at 1-800-747-5401 or visit bloodcenter.org. The Casanova American Legion Post 491 will host a soup supper coming up tonight from 4 until 7. The cost of the all-you-can-eat soup supper, $8 for adults, $4 for children 6 to 12, and free for children under 6. For more information, call 608-485-2873. Heavenbound Church Lone Rock will hold a praise and prayer event tonight at the church, beginning at 5:30 with a soup and sandwich meal, followed by praise, worship, and prayer, starting at 6 p.m. That's a little sketch of some things going on tonight in the area. 5:15 on a Thursday morning, here's Lori Morgan.
You thought that it worked that way. You never would listen. And now that I'm leaving, you're not believing a word I say. Oh, if you think I won't go, watch me. Oh, watch me prove you wrong today. You don't even know.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top-quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A. O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before.
February is here, and Valentine's Day is right around the corner, so love is in the air. I, Jamie Johnson, also known as Coach Johnson, would love to spread some health and hope this month. In honor of Valentine's Day being the 14th, I'll provide 14% off this month for those who place a new order with me. You can reach out on Facebook or contact me at 608-604-7751. Others took advantage of last month's offer, and that group is down over 100 pounds already. Are you ready to lose weight, maintain, or add muscle? Our program can help. You know me. I love to coach. Contact Coach Johnson today, have an informed conversation, and get 14% off.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Doug McDaniel scored 16 points and made three free throws over the final 19 seconds to help Michigan hold on for a 72-68 win over number 11 Wisconsin. The Wolverines had lost five straight in 10 of their last 11 games. The Badgers have lost a season-high three consecutive games and struggled to make three-pointers for the second game in a row. They were 5 of 19 from beyond the arc, a game after going 3 of 19 on three-pointers in a loss to number 2 Purdue. A.J. Storr scored 20 points to lead the Badgers. Elsewhere, it was number 6 Tennessee over LSU, 88-68. Number 9 Duke over Notre Dame, 71-53. From the NBA, Toronto 123, Charlotte 117, Cleveland beat Washington 114-106, Boston 125, Atlanta 117, Miami 116, San Antonio 104, Golden State beat Philadelphia 127-104, Detroit over Sacramento 133-120, and New Orleans over the Clippers 117-106. From the NHL, Rangers 3-1 over Tampa Bay, Toronto 5, Dallas 4, Minnesota 2-1 over Chicago. Right-hander Jacob Junis and the Milwaukee Brewers finalized a one-year contract that includes a mutual option for 2025. Junis, who is 31, went 4-3 with a career-best 3.87 ERA in four starts and 36 relief appearances for San Francisco last season. That's an update on sports, courtesy of the Sports Boosters.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen-fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians, for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
42 right now, WRCO Radio. Our forecast for today includes that high in the upper 50s with scattered showers likely. Don't be alarmed if you hear a little thunder today and tonight as well. That's kind of weird for February 8th, but that's what Tony is saying for today. We're up 3 from the overnight low. It's 43 degrees. Let's get it going here officially with the aerobic polka, shall we? Here it is, the moment you've all been waiting for. One and a two and a...
Thank you.
Brian and the Mississippi Valley Dutchman right there. That was Keeney's Polka. Good for what ails ya. Giving you a little shot of adrenaline this morning, hopefully. 524, here's Eddie Arnold.
She's got everything I need. She's got everything I need. A good warm place, sleep and eat. And a sweet, sweet love. She's got everything I need. She don't wear my wedding band. She don't wear my wedding band. She takes me for what I am. 'Cause I keep her satisfied. She's got everything I need. Oh, now she don't try to tie me down. Take the chain and wrap me around my heart. Oh, she don't ask me every day to say I'll never, never go. That I know I could. She's got everything I need. She's got everything I need. A good warm place, sleep and eat. And a sweet, sweet love. She's got everything I need. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Thank you.
Kentucky Headhunters on the Light in the Milk Cow Show and Rock and Roll Angel. Today, a high of 55. The new forecast from Tony saying it'll be breezy and warm. A few scattered rain showers with a thunderstorm possible later today or tonight. Right now in Richland Center, it is 43 degrees at 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Report is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Harvest 24 has begun for one product. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The Clean Fuels Conference is the annual event for supporters of biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Don't miss Brownfield's coverage on air and online. To learn about the industry's growth, explore cleanfuels.org. The unusually warm winter has led to an early maple syrup season. Teresa Barone is the executive director of the Wisconsin Maple Syrup Producers Association. She tells Brownfield,
each year it seems to be earlier and earlier, but nothing like this year. I have to say, from producing maple syrup since I was a little kid and our operation being around for 60 years, we've never had it where it was as early as this year.
Barone says they can tap maple trees for sap once temperatures are above 20 degrees and collect sap until the trees are ready to bud. Barone's family operation near De Pere started cooking sap to make syrup yesterday. The chairwoman of the Senate Ag Committee says there's still opportunity to get a farm bill done this year. Debbie Stabenow of Michigan tells Brownfield,
it's only doable if people sort of take the partisan hats aside and come and sit down and work together on a bipartisan basis. We absolutely can get this done.
The American Soybean Association's government affairs director says she's concerned about how the elections might impact progress on a new farm bill. Virginia Houston tells Brownfield,
there are concerns, of course, of the farm bill becoming a political football, much as we saw in 2016 with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That had good momentum to being passed, and then that became a talking point in the debate, and all of a sudden it failed. And we don't want to see that happen with the farm bill.
Houston says, first, Washington must figure out how to fund all of government. The CEO of Clean Fuels Alliance America says production of biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel is set to exceed 6 billion gallons by 2030. Brownfield's Brett Barnett has more from the 2024 Clean Fuels Conference.
Donnell Rehagen tells Brownfield the industry has never been stronger.
It's really driven by these decarbonizing markets, the rail, marine, heating oil, even the on-road market, trying to figure out how to move people and move goods, you know, around this country in a much more sustainable way.
He says farmers are the heart and soul of renewable fuels production.
I hope they're proud of themselves because they are the foundation and the core of this industry. If we go back 30 years ago, that's the reason my organization was created, was to create value added for soybean oil.
Rehagen says producers are now helping pave the way to establish a long-term sustainable aviation fuel market. From Fort Worth, Texas, I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
And I'm Larry Lee. Find more news online at Brownfield Ag News. Learn more about feeding and management practices for increasing cattle value. Sign up for the free workshop at beeftips.com.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timbers mature. Some plan a harvest as a part of a management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster like a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log and Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call today at Meister Log and Lumber at 608-434-4413.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
Another slow day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs closed sharply higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet Wednesday. Bids did surface in Nebraska at $280 stressed. Asking prices were floated in the South, $182 plus live. Significant volume looks to be holding out until sometime Thursday. Our regional stockyards in Missouri. Feeder steers and heifers sold $3 higher. Steer and heifer calves were $5 to $10 higher, with spots of $15 higher. The USDA says demand was very good on a heavy supply. Runs have been heavy recently, making up for those lighter runs last month. Medium and large one feeder steer, 605 to 642 pounds, brought $261 to $287. Feeder steer, 654 to 696 pounds, brought $255 to $273. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 600 to 636 pounds, brought $232 to $250. Box beef closed higher on good demand for solid offerings. Choice up 91 cents at $294.98. Select closed 82 cents higher at $285.42. Estimated cattle slaughter was 126,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and up around 3,000 on the year. Cash hogs were sharply higher with a moderate negotiated run. While there are ample supplies of market-ready hogs, packers have had some challenges obtaining needed numbers and have had to get more aggressive in their procurement efforts. Global demand for U.S. pork has been strong, which helps provide price support. Hog weights pulled back a pound this week, but are still nearly 5 pounds above last year. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 2 cents higher with a weighted average of 66.37. The Western, no comparison, but a weighted average of 67.02. And the Eastern Corn Belt closed 4.61 higher with a weighted average of 64.93. Prices at the Iowa and Minnesota were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values were lower, down 224 at 83.99. Bellies were sharply lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 487,000 head, down 4,000 on the week and up about 6,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were lower, waiting for direct business to develop. And lean hog futures ended the day mixed, adjusting spreads, watching both global and domestic demand. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
This is the Compeer Minute, featuring Glenn Walkler, a member of the Compeer Financial Grain Team.
We're willing to sit down with the producers, especially this time of year. We can sit down with producers, maybe gentle reminders, instead of making that phone call during planting, gentle reminders, we can have the orders in with our grain merchandisers too, and really put that part of it on autopilot. Maybe just that touch base meeting, really. It's like church on Sunday. Is we really need the reminders to do the things that we should be doing with our risk management, have those orders in, and have that carry in the market sold, and really be reminded when those rallies happen. The final part of that, most important part of it, is selling the grain. It's a lot easier to do with the orders in, and if you need help with that or gentle reminders, we're here, and we're here to help with risk management plans.
Visit Compeer.com to learn more.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
What did Mr. and Mrs. John McKay, George Spicer and his wife, and Hugh Gray all claim to see in 1933? The Loch Ness Monster. While Richards Insurance didn't see the Loch Ness Monster, it did provide quality insurance for the community. For 90 years, we have served our community with quality insurance options. With offices in Reedsburg and Ithaca, we have the agents and expertise to serve you. Visit RichardsInsure.com.
Direct cattle business was quiet Wednesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady to higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn beating program, choose MX Series corn by Stein. Soybeans and corn were lower with better than expected rainfall in parts of Argentina. March beans were down 10.5 at 11.89. May was 10.75 lower at 11.97.5. March corn was down 4.5 at 4.34.25. May was 4 lower at 4.46.5. Live and feeder cattle were down, waiting for direct business to get going. April live is $1.27 lower at $184.80. June was $0.92 lower at $182.20. March feeders are down $1.12 at $245.55. And hogs were mixed, watching export and domestic demand. April lean was down 15 at $81.10. The June contract was up 37 at $95.57. Follow us on Twitter at Brownfield. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at BloomingtonLivestock.com.
Today, you'll meet a guy whose life's work is battling crop pests. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. As an associate professor of crop entomology at the University of Arkansas, Rupesh Kariyat spends much of his work finding ways to defeat crop pests.
So I study how insects and plants basically talk to each other or communicate with each other with the long-term goal of finding sustainable pest management strategies so that we can control or manage this insect pest.
When Kariyat was a kid, his parents used to hate when he found insects and then brought them into the house. Now he can spend as much time as he wants with them and get paid for it. And Kariyat's work allows farmers to get paid for their work.
20% of the agricultural produce is lost even before it is harvested just due to insects. So that is the issue. How does our science or our lab actually helps with that?
It helps, says Kariyat, by finding ways to control crop pests without chemicals, for example.
Can we find sustainable pest management strategies by using plant resistance traits, traits that are inherently present in plants, and then use that for breed plants which are inherently better at defending?
University of Arkansas crop entomologist Rupesh Kariyat. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
A Midwestern state wants to make it easier for consumers to find more dairy products. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Iowa has launched a Dairy Innovation Grant program that can help expand the availability of dairy products for consumers. State Ag Secretary Mike Negg says
it's really targeted at smaller dairies, trying to look at grants that would help bring on some new on-farm dairy processing. Maybe looking at making cheese or yogurt or frozen yogurt, packaging equipment.
Iowa's legislature authorized $750,000 worth of first-year funding last year. He says applicants must be located in Iowa, have fewer than 50 employees, and be in good standing with pertinent regulatory agencies. The applications will go through the Choose Iowa online portal and are due by February 9th. The United Dairy Industry of Michigan's Board of Directors named a new CEO to lead the organization. Registered dietitian Melissa Gearharder has been the interim CEO, and she will continue as the CEO. Milk futures were all lower, and the cash dairy market steady to lower in light trading Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February Class 3 milk down 3 cents at 16.23, March down 12 to 17.33, April went down 10 cents to 17.63, May dropped 9 cents to 17.86. June through December contracts range from a penny lower in July to 12 cents lower in October. Dry away went down a penny to 49 cents, no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks unchanged at 161.5 with no sales. Cheese barrels unchanged at 157.5 and again no sales. Butter unchanged
unchanged at 277. No sales there either. Not that dry milk down 2 cents at 122 with one sale at 122 and a quarter. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Agra America features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on Agra America.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to Agra America's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit Agra America's podcast directory at agraamerica.com/podcasts. agraamerica.com/podcasts.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevaxFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Hi everyone, this is Sandra from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Today's forecast calls for highs in the mid-50s, a few scattered rain showers, maybe a thunderstorm possible later on, and southeast to south winds between 12 and 22. Some rain showers early tonight and a low of 36. In Richland Center, we're at 43. That is, so far, our overnight high temperature. We were at 40 for the low. That's how it goes weather-wise today from WRCO and the Light in the Milk House Show. Thanks for joining us. It's 13 before the hour of 6 o'clock. Here's Merle Haggard.
We met downtown in a bar room, both of us needing a friend. And you brought me home to your doorstep, and it was there you invited me in. We spent the wee hours dancing to your favorite ride home stereo sounds. We talked about what we'd been needing, discussing our ups and our downs. And I've had a beautiful time holding your heart next to mine. I poured out my feelings while you poured the wine. I've had a beautiful time. If I seem a wee bit uneasy, size me upright, there's somebody home still up waiting. She's probably been waiting up all night. And I can't say I've found any answers, but you listen while I rattle on. And you've been a beautiful lady, and you kept me from being alone. And I've had a beautiful time holding your body next to mine. You poured out the feelings and I poured the wine. And I've had a beautiful time. I've had a beautiful time holding your heart next to mine. We poured out our feelings and then we poured the wine, and I've had a beautiful time. You poured out your feelings while we poured the wine, and I've had a beautiful time.
Sometimes it seems the world's a jungle. Through it all, I was born to stumble, searching for something I never will find. I take your love in bits and pieces, coming to you only when it eases that lonely feeling that gets in my mind. And you treat me so kind when those hard times come a dime a dozen. Girls with your kind of loving come one in a million. They're so hard to find. When those hard times come a dime a dozen. Girls with your kind of loving come one in a million. I'm lucky you're mine. I know your friends don't think much of me. They say you're a fool to love me. But girl, I know they'll never turn you around. You bound to love your hard luck poet. When I let you down, you don't show it. You know it don't matter. They can't touch what we found. When the sun goes down and those hard times come a dime a dozen. But girls with your kind of loving come one in a million. They're so hard to find. And those hard times come a dime a dozen. But girls with your kind of loving come one in a million. I'm lucky. And those hard times come a dime a dozen. Girls with your kind of loving come one in a million. They're so hard to find.
Johnny Lee on WRCO, the Light in the Milk House Show, and you are totally one in a million. It is 43 degrees. We'll see what Tony thinks in terms of this, ooh, strange weather. Tapping trees and thunderstorms in February 8th. But that is the case. We'll see if it continues, and we'll have weather news for you next.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists are experts in complete collision repair, paint matching, and restoration. Call 375-4434.
Your hometown A&W serves juicy burgers, melty curds, and root beer floats. The double cheeseburger combo is only $7.99. Enjoy the place and the taste that will bring you back. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has all of your quilting gifts and decor. Be sure to like the Paisley Star, Highway 61, on Facebook. And Boscobel Lumber is your small town yard where service matters, from new construction to remodeling. Let Boscobel Lumber help you with free estimates.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, definitely some unusual warmth continuing across the region today as we're in that gusty south wind flow ahead of a low pressure system that'll track up through Minnesota. Most of the steadier rain so far has stayed west of us back in Minnesota and parts of northern Iowa. But we should see several rounds of scattered showers move through today, possibly even a couple of thunderstorms late this afternoon and this evening. In fact, the Storm Prediction Center has highlighted much of far south to southeast Wisconsin into Illinois under a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms late today, so we'll keep an eye on that. Otherwise, rain amounts should not be too terribly heavy, maybe a tenth inch or two tenths in a couple of spots. Behind that, some dry and cooler conditions starting tomorrow, which will carry right into early next week. There will be some potential of a couple of small weather systems next week with some scattered light snow. We'll keep you posted as they get more defined. Otherwise, for today, look for mostly cloudy and breezy conditions, near record highs in the mid-50s, a few scattered rain showers with a thunderstorm possible late, southeast to south wind 12 to 22 miles per hour. Tonight, scattered showers early, maybe a thunderstorm, variably cloudy and breezy, low at 36. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy and breezy, high 43, west wind between 15 and 25. Saturday, partly cloudy and breezy, low at 26, with a high of 37. Sunday, partly cloudy and quiet, low 21, high near 37. Monday, another dry day with a mix of sun and clouds, low 22, high near 39. Tuesday, partly or mostly cloudy, low 23, high 37. Chance of some light snow coming up later Tuesday night. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with snow showers possible. Low in the mid-20s, high near 38 degrees. Have a great morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is 43 degrees. Yesterday, we topped out at 47. A record high was set on this day in 1925, 55. So that could be in jeopardy today to at least tie it. Also, the record low, 1971, it was 28 below zero. Last year's high, 49, and the low, 22. Sunset will occur at 5:23 this afternoon. Sunrise time this morning will be about 10 minutes after 7. We've already had a little wind pickup from the southeast and right around 4 miles per hour. Barometer is at 29.70. It's down a bit from earlier. No precipitation today. And after a low of 40, it is 43.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
WRCO Sports is pleased to be a part of the WIAA Super Regional Wrestling Saturday at two different high schools this weekend, Mineral Points Division 3 and Richland Center's Division 2 Super Regionals. Join the professor of high school wrestling in Wisconsin, Bill Twining, along with David Werman, Henry Bray, and yours truly, Phil Nee, inviting you to join us for Super Regional Saturday, getting underway Saturday morning on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app. It's time now for a news update at 6, sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the